Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Do you want to keep it going for another 5 years? Yeah, you would say Pocahontas says yes.
The rage clapping.
Look, can 2,000 we just, people I are being for killed every single week. More than that.
We're showing all the. Did you see her? How hard she clapped, and it was one of those weird, slow serial killer claps. First off, welcome back to the show, Dana Lash, with you. Bottom of this first hour. First off, let's full stop. There are differences in claps, okay? Right. So you have the, you know, polite little like what is it? An opera clap when they do that? They're like or a golf clap, whatever. I don't know. There's the little barely clapping because it might be gauche. And then there's the more like, yeah, that's great. Like, I really appreciate what you just did. Then there's the excited, like, Valley Girl, seal clap, right? And then you have, like, the clap that affirms. It's more of a like, the Shia LaBeouf gif where he's, yes, like, I am affirming you. And then you have what she is doing. We call this, kids, the serial killer clap. So there's another movement that goes along with the serial killer clap, right? So not only do you have the, I try not to hit the mic. Not only do you have the, but you got to stare like a psycho at the person to whom you are addressing the clap. So in her mind, as she is doing her rage clap, I mean, it's purposeful and she's so offended. She's so offended. You can, oh my gosh, it's just almost, the perspiration almost created a cloud of rage over her in the room. Look, I mean, she's rich. She's like, her jaws clenched. Her lips are pursed together. Her fingers, even though she's clapping, her fingers are pressed together. She's tense. Her thumb is stretched out, tense. I mean, her arms are, I mean, it's rigid. She's probably imagining violent acts with every clap. She's rage clapping. I just wish she would have said Foca and not Pocahontas. I do not feel bad about this broad. First off, if you are unfamiliar with the stuff that she's claimed in her life, hold up. Wait, full stop right now. Wait. Am I going to get excited for even like humming it? Gosh dang it. So are you guys, I wrote about her extensively back in the day. Do you guys remember, because she said she was a Native American, right? I don't even remember what all nation she was claiming membership to. Just to remind you how ridiculous this woman is. Guys, she had a book called Pow Wow Chow. Indian recipes, right? Indian recipes, because she's an Indian, right? She was telling her, she was literally marketing herself at Harvard as the first woman of color that's on the bar, whatever. White as can be. And remember, they ran her DNA. It was actually Cherokee genealogists that ran it. And they said that the closest she ever came to Cherokee in terms of genealogy was maybe being near the blood of those her ancestors murdered when they were rounding them up for the Trail of Genocide. But I digress. So she said that she was Cherokee. She's Cherokee. You know the famous Cherokee recipe, Kane, of cold omelets with crab meat. It's a French recipe, but apparently Cherokee were great French food connoisseurs. Did you know this?
I had no idea.
Oh my gosh. They loved Worcestershire sauce and probably could pronounce it better. They loved all of that. They loved imported mustard. Did you know? Because that's in her recipe. We're told that the crab dip is Elizabeth Warren is a famous Cherokee food. And nobody questioned it because she was a Democrat. And they were like, maybe no one will notice that we're putting up this blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman and saying that she's a Cherokee Democrat. nobody will know. So I don't feel in no ways bad. And of course, our partners who make it possible, our friends at Kel-Tec, the PR-57, it's a 5.7. And this is a really ingenious gun. I always say that George Kellgren is kind of like a mad scientist. So the PR-57 is the smallest, it's the thinnest, lightest 5.7 that you can get. It's actually 40% lighter than the next super light 5.7 that's on the market. And the cool thing with Kel-Tec, with this firearm particularly, and this is the one that came out of their new Wyoming plant, I think this one did, the PR-57. It's the way that, well, they incorporate actual stripper clips instead of magazines. I know. Now the left, when they talk about firearms and they try to use clips and magazines interchangeably, well, guess what? You can actually be right with this. It has a very unique top-loading design, so it replaces the traditional mags. You got the clips in there. It's for a slimmer profile, 20+1 capacity, low recoil for ease of use and accuracy, and it has this innovative rotary barrel. That's what helps all make it the lightest 5.7 on the market. MSRP is only $399, super affordable, and it's the first of its kind. It's the Kel-Tec PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. KelTecWeapons.com is where you can go to learn more. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
And to my fellow citizens, America is back.
One of the things that I liked about watching the State of the Union, because normally I, you know, unless I do because it's my job, but, and, you know, if I think that they're going to, you know, I watch for particular issues. But I noticed, did you watch Vance and Johnson behind him? Mm-hmm. It was like watching two brothers in the backseat of a car. Wasn't it? Like, Johnson is the smarmy one. And Vance was the guy who's like, is there a fight? Yeah, it's a fight. Like that guy. I got that total vibe from them. Welcome back. Top of this third hour. That was how Trump started his address last night. The media's losing their minds. You guys want to hear more? Yeah, you do. So we've got, let's see. Where do we start? Do we start with... Democrats, do we start with booty juice? Do we start, actually, let's talk with the DNC chair. Audio send by 28. And all yesterday, they were all apoplectic all day yesterday. The DNC chair does not like Mr. Musk.
What would be your message to Elon Musk and his teenage Doge dudes who are currently firing career civil servants?
Well, go to hell. I mean, the reality is what you're doing is destroying our country.
That's what
right
he just
now,
told
to
voters.
Make more money for yourself.
He just told the voters to go to hell. Go to hell. Career civil servants. That phrase makes me want to vomit. I just react viscerally to hearing that phrase. And look, keep in mind, and I really shouldn't have to say this, I need people to not be sensitive. I'll get the email from people who are like, well, this, you know, that I worked in a government job or whatever, you know, I agree with you, I follow your show. It's still a little hard to take. I appreciate that. I get that. I really feel like a lot of the ire isn't aimed at those folks. You know what I mean? I feel like the people that deserve the ire are the ones who go, well, I don't have to tell you what I do in a week. Well, you're not telling them, you're telling us, the taxpayer. And by God, I got every mandate. I own you. As much as I pay in tax, I could buy and sell you. So do not give me that. I will physically come to your house, and if I have to, force your fingers to type out what you did in a week. Oh my gosh, the one thing that will make me absolutely unhinged is for anybody in any publicly funded position to tell me or you that we don't have the right to know what they do. By God, I pay mid six figures in taxes. You don't get to tell me that. And if you feel like you do, I'm going to send you an invoice and you can refund me what I am owed, since I am not getting the return on my investment, which is your authority comes from us. Without us, you ain't got nothing. And I don't feel at all bad about saying it, because that's the reality. That's how it should be said. Oh, it's still bad. Oh, they lost their minds. And then you had, do I want to play Stephen Colbert? I really don't feel like it. Do I really want to? I mean, he's so insufferable. He's still on air?
He is.
He's on at night. What is he on? I don't even know. Isn't that like what 110-year-old people watch? They watch Stephen Colbert?
Yeah. The Social Security members?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the people who, what's his face? Willard? Who's the guy that's on the Today Show and he would tell everybody that was Smucker's jam? It's their birthday and Smucker's.
It was Willard Scott. Right?
Willard Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Willard Scott Club. Those are the people that still watch. No offense. They watch the Colbert. They watch him. He was talking about the little paddles. Audio Soundbite 26. Go ahead. Those little auction paddles. That's what they were.
Bingo paddles?
I thought it was pickleball. Can I just tell you real quick? I'm sorry. I have never even seen a pickleball instrument. I don't even know what pickleball looks like. It's probably a ball that looks like a pickle. I don't even know. And I don't know. Is it ping pong? Whatever. I was trying to ask my husband last night. I was like, what are those little, I was like, what are those little skibbity bop rock paddles that they got there? What is that? What are they? The little paddles that they were holding up. I don't know. Anyway, 26.
The man barked out one appalling claim after another, but don't you worry. The Democrats came ready to fight back with their little paddles, okay? That is how you save democracy, by quietly dissenting or bidding on an antique tea set. It was hard to tell what was going on. I'm just kidding. That was very cool, Democrats. In fact, I made my own sign.
I still don't think he's funny. Because he comes off as, I mean, that it wasn't that what he was saying wasn't funny. It's just his delivery. He's so full of spite. And you can tell that whenever he tries to deliver something. I thought the paddles were stupid. By the way, when were they supposed, everybody, like most of, one lady was fanning herself with it. At what point were they supposed, like Falls said one, Musk lies. But then I saw several, who got what paddle? Do you get two paddles? Was it bothersome for them that they could only basically have two messages because you only had two sides? You know, I don't know. What was it? Rashida Tlaib became a meme because she just brought a whiteboard. Why are you that dumb? Why would you do that? Why, dear heavens, would you just bring a whiteboard and hold up a whiteboard? You're inviting a whole entire Reddit army to meme you. Oh, and they did. They're glorious. They're absolutely glorious. But they, I really do believe that they just don't know how to react. I'll play it because every now and then he has to say the obvious thing. See, there it is right there. Golly, with that. Oh, got our little picnic blanket. Audio soundbite 24. I do think that there's some truth in this. Listen.
It is, I have to say, you can really sense, John King, you can really sense Republicans with a pep in their step and Democrats rather demoralized. I mean, understandably so, given the fact that Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House, not to mention a conservative lean on the U.S. Supreme Court. But beyond that, even when Republicans are out of power, you sense like an energy quite often when Democrats are controlling things. The Democrats, not to be cliche about it, but they are in disarray. They do not know how to how to be.
They don't know how to be an opposition party. I don't feel like hanging on for the 5,000 walk-in seconds, Christopher walk-in seconds it takes for him to say this. They do not know how to be an opposition party. They do not know how to do. They don't know how to do graceful, smart opposition because they've had a billy club this whole time. They have no idea. They've got to relearn that. And they are a mess. Everyone's sitting here talking about the fragility of the coalition on the right, which I acknowledge, and I've been one of the first to talk about it. I get that. But no one's talking about whatever goopy mess the left is right now. What is happening with these people? Nobody knows. They're a mess. They can't even be on the same page with their little paddles. They can't even be on that same page. Audio Soundbite 21. This was a hot mic moment. And I thought it was hysterical because Johnson noticed it after he said it. And he just kind of moved the mic away. Try to be real subtle with it. Watch this.
By the way, I think the speech is going to be great. But I don't know how you do this for 9 minutes. The hardest thing was doing it during Biden when the speech was a stupid campaign speech.
Look at him. He saw that mic and he's like, whoop, get that down. I didn't think what they said was bad. It was right. But I like what he said. It was when it was Biden. It was a stupid campaign speech. I will say, too, one of the other things that when Trump walked in last night. So there were a couple of things. I wrote about this. If you're at Substack, if you get my Substack, I wrote about this last night, talking about the lack of decorum from Democrats last night. There were two instances where I guess they just decided to just say to hell with the norm. It's one thing to heckle. I don't really even like the heckling, but you can talk all you want to about Marjorie Taylor Greene. They weren't standing. She never stood up and waved a cane and like refused to sit down and was shouting down like entire sentences of the president. You can say what you want, but that she never did that. I don't care what you think about her. She didn't do it. Al Green did it. That wasn't even how it started though. According to CNN, and Manu Raju wrote about this, and I cited it in the newsletter, Democrats boycotted a longstanding tradition. So Democrats in the House and Senate, usually they join what is known as the escort committee to walk with the president into the chamber and through statuary, they escort the president inside. There wasn't a single Democrat that joined the escort committee. You have had Republicans that have previously joined the escort committee for Democrat presidents. Not a single Democrat wanted to do it for Trump last night. And CNN pointed, quote, new in a sign of protest, House and Senate Dem leaders didn't leave to join the escort committee despite being called to do so. And the escort committee typically escorts the president in. A spokesperson for Hakeem Jeffries told me, quote, it speaks for itself. So their insolence didn't start during the address. It started way before, when you couldn't see, when the cameras weren't rolling. And there were others who were escorted out even after Al Green. That is just shameful. Their respect for the office is predicated upon whether or not they control it. Just like their respect for the powers of SCOTUS is dependent upon whether or not they've got one of their people in to be able to make the calls for nominations. But this was such a bad look. I've never seen it. Have you, Kane, have you ever seen the speaker have to call for the sergeant arms?
No, I haven't seen it. Not like that, especially.
What do you think? If I was a sergeant at arms, I'd be like, I've been waiting for this, because you don't do anything.
Because there's two levels, three levels, technically. Number one is like, hey, settle it down, and then hopefully they comply. If they don't, then the speaker's like, sergeant at arms, let's get them settled down. And then the third level is if they still don't want to settle down, is kicking them out of the chamber. So they actually have many chances leading up to that whole getting kicked out thing.
Yep.
But it was clear that Al Green wanted to be kicked out.
Yep. Jennifer Hemingway is the current sergeant at arms. And so, yeah, you got to escort people out. You got to get people out of there if they're not going to behave themselves. But I mean, because they can carry a firearm and all that. I'd be like, I've been waiting all my life for this. Because normally, they're the person who opens the door and, it's the president of the United States. The folks who help bring you the program, it's our friends at All Family Pharmacy. This is a great company, a great website, and I love what they provide because All Family Pharmacy has over 200 medications. They've got the ivermectin. They have the other thing that I can't pronounce, Kane. What is it? The minbendazole? That one. They also have the hydroxychloroquine, the antibiotics. Look, I've been sick a couple of times, once over the holidays. I was getting strep throat. Immediately got hooked up at All Family Pharmacy. I know what my symptoms are. You know what strep's like when you've had it a million times. And was able to bypass like a trip to urgent care and a $150 deductible and all this kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. Was able to get my medicine and skip the hassle. And all of the medicines are made in the USA. That's the one thing you do not have to worry about at All Family Pharmacy. The inputs, they're not getting the stuff from China or India. This is all USA ingredients. You have the highest standards of quality and safety. And it's affordable. No insurance, no problem. Straightforward pricing, online ordering. Shipping is just either 2 to 4 days or if you're in a pinch, overnight. So your health is always within reach. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off using promo code Dana10. Don't wait. Protect yourself and your family. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
CBS says free speech led to the Holocaust and seems to approve prosecuting insulting speech. The number of illegal border crossings plummets, and the right is actually winning the political messaging war for once. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So more than half of the adults worldwide will be overweight or obese by 2050, according to a report. And this is from a piece of garbage British publication. But oh well, it's called The Guardian. More than half of the adults, they said in the study, it's published in another journal that I don't really have a lot of faith in, The Lancet, considering everything with coronavirus. But they said more than half of adults and a third of children and young people worldwide will be overweight or obese by 2050. They said it's an unparalleled threat. So 2.11, you know, well, maybe if, you know, we didn't put so much processed junk in our food for, you know, to be faster. I don't know what. We're faster and unhealthier. Apparently, I don't know if this is like regular animal behavior. I saw this. I don't know that I would consider this a headline, but there was apparently a mouse that was videotaped giving CPR to his unconscious mouse friend as evidence of animal first aid. This mouse, this is wild to watch. Are you sure that's what he was doing? See, I feel like this is a Monty Python thing. So, you know, to me, it looks like the mouse is trying to eat his tongue, you know? Maybe pick out his teeth, you know, finders keepers, right? You don't need them right where you're going. So maybe that's what he's doing. And we, as stupid humans, are looking at this going, oh my gosh, look at the mouth, look at the CPR. That's not what he's doing. He's, you know, because he's a rodent. Did that thought occur to the people who were studying these mice?
No, they need good results for their studies.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, real quick, I don't think I have this on here. I think I forgot to put it on here. But, are you guys aware of the woolly mouse?
The what?
The woolly mouse.
No.
Okay, so woolly mammoths are one step closer to de-extinction because, ladies and gentlemen, of woolly mice.
What?
Yeah, and they are like hairy and stuff. Or they're like furry. They look like little dust, like little, what are the things I'm thinking of? The little dusting things. The, Swiffers. The Swiffers. They look like a little Swiffer with a tail. They said that a biotech firm called Colossal Biosciences is behind the effort. Why they want to bring mammoths back, I don't know, but they've been extinct for thousands of years. So they were able to, apparently through genetic modification, have created an entirely new species called the woolly mouse. It looks like an unkempt rodent. I don't know if this is something that, really? I mean, we could be curing all kinds of diseases and... No, we got hairy mice. That's what we got. All right, go humans. So let's see. Texas middle schoolers secretly tattooed each other with a sheared needle in the classrooms. Of course they were middle schoolers. They said that it was temporary ink, but they're very nervous about. How did the teachers not notice that they're tattooing each other in the classroom? Stick with us.
But I think this was a lesson in finding one thing that you let yourself feel. And I let myself feel joy about DJ. And I hope he's alive for another, 95 years, yeah. Right? And I hope he lives and the life he wants to live. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do. And maybe when you have childhood cancer, that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide. And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people who carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then live to see Donald Trump pardon those people.
I can't imagine anyone that hates Trump so bad that you can't even stand up and acknowledge a cancer survivor, a 13-year-old cancer survivor, and just be like, that's great that he got that honor. That's so nice that he got that. No, that was Nicole Wallace over, was that CNN or MSNBC?
MSNBC.
And I, so she's saying she hope he doesn't kill himself? What is the matter with you?
The kid with terminal cancer, she hopes he won't kill himself.
Hey, if the media wants to know why no one likes them, I got an example for you. We played Rochelle Maddow. We played her a little. She did the same thing.
That dude is bitter.
Why can't you just say that was a nice moment? Why can't you just see, this is the difference between, I'm going to toot my own horn. It's the difference between me and the left, Kane, because I can call balls and strikes and I can be like, this is a nice moment. They can't do that.
That's true.
And I don't do it because I'm trying to be nice. I clearly don't care about that.
The only thing you ever get wrong is how I feel about old people.
Well, but it's not my fault that you hate them. And you think that they're all suspicious and potential murderers. It's not my issue. You're going to have to talk with the Lord about that one, sir.
Shouldn't have said a damn thing.
You had to bring it up, didn't you?
I did.
Had to bring it up. Just, sorry. You going to say anything about the 13-year-old, the old people?
No.
But why can't they just go, that was a nice moment? They can't even say that. They can't do anything that makes, they don't want to look like they're humanizing Trump. Even if that means snubbing this 13-year-old survivor. This is what I'm talking about. They refuse to be normal. They think that being normal is like admitting that Trump won. That's the psychology of it. Think about it. How messed up is that? I can't even acknowledge this 13-year-old survivor because it might give someone the impression that Trump did something nice. I can't acknowledge that. You clearly have lost when you can't even do that much. And they have lost. All they had left was any dignity that they may have had, which after last night, I don't think they do. I really don't have any words. I think that they're going to have to study the mental breakdown of people. You know, what did 2016 do to you? It broke my brain. They're going to have to study this. This is wild.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.